3, 2, 1, 0.
This is MIB class standing in for Radio Larry.
Our podcast this week is looking at rural life.
What exactly does that mean, Dora?
It means that we're looking at countryside first. We'll have a debate. Second, we'll...
Don't give it all away, Dora. Let the listeners figure it out first.
Oh, OK. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to the debate room.
We have been looking at a balanced argument in Maple class, so we thought we'd share one with you.
We'll have a quick chat about the difference between rural life and urban life. So what do you think, guys?
I think city life is the best because it has majestic landmarks.
The city is the best because you can get presents for your friends in a jiffy.
Try to top this. Country life is the best because it is magical.
Hi again, it's me. I have changed my mind. Country life is better of the lovely nature.
Draw!
Well, there you have it. Why don't you have a think about this question in your class? Let us know your opinions.
Let's have a closer look at living in a rural area. We have 3 children here and Mrs. Brain.
We're going to ask a few questions about living on a farm.
What's your favourite animal on the farm, Sam?
Chickens, Dora.
How many sheep on your farm have you got, Mikey?
7 sheep.
What's it like on the farm, Amelia?
Oh, it's a bit smelly.
What's it like driving a tractor, Sam?
Oh, it's very fun, Lucy.
What's your favourite animal on the farm, Mikey?
Sheep.
What kind of animal have you got on your farm, Amelia?
Just sheep and cows.
Well, that sounds brilliant. We have Mrs. Brain here and we're going to ask her some questions.
How long have you lived on the farm, Mrs. Brain?
Well, I've lived on my farm for 17 years.
What is your favourite animal on the farm, Mrs. Brain?
Well, we are sheep farmers where I live, and I love looking after the baby lambs in the spring. So I have to say, as lambs come from sheep, sheep are my favourite animal.
Have you got any other animals on your farm, Mrs. Brain?
I have got 2 sheepdogs, and we've got 2 donkeys, Jess and Dolly.
What is your hobbies, Mrs. Brain?
Oh, my hobbies. Well, I absolutely love walking on the Shropshire Hills, but I've recently taken up running, so I quite like to run on the hills nowadays.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Brain.
My pleasure.
Stop all this seriousness. Let's have a bit of fun.
Yes, so there are 2 cows in a field, and one says to the other, "What do you think about this mad cow disease?" He said back, "Crikey, a talking cow, I never saw that one coming."
Ha ha, very funny. How about this? What do you call a pig thief, Lucas?
I don't know, Adela. What do you call a pig thief?
A hamburglar.
Okay, that was pretty good. Do you know which day of the week potatoes hate most?
No, which day?
Fridays.
Gosh, I think these jokes are getting worse. Let's move on over to Isaac, Matthew and Billy in the International News Studio.
And of course, I had better jokes.
Hey!
Welcome to the International News Studio.
We're reporting from all over the globe this morning. Thank you for tuning in.
We are currently receiving a report from Summer in Turkey. What's it like over there, Summer?
Here are 2 facts about Turkey. The capital of Turkey is Ankara. In Turkey, the weather is 18 degrees Celsius, but on Thursday and Saturday, it is raining. Back to you in the studio.
Well, there you have it. That's very interesting. Now over to our correspondent, George, in New Zealand.
So, George, what month is best to visit in New Zealand and why?
March, April, May, because it's autumn. Here are 2 facts about New Zealand. Snow falls in New Zealand, South Island, and at higher altitudes in the North Island. You can ski and go to the beach on the same day. Back to you in the studio.
Well, there you have it. That's all from us here at the International News Studio. It's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
We will now interview Miss Fairbanks.
Miss Fairbanks, which
Which do you prefer, the country life or city life?
I think I prefer the countryside because I'm living in the countryside now, and I used to live in Cardiff. I lived in Cardiff for about 4 years and it's a bit too busy for me. There's not as much green space as I'd like. I like the countryside because there's lots of hills and there's lots of nature.
What is the weather like in Cardiff?
It's a bit rainy in Cardiff. Because it's on the coast, there's lots of rain. It doesn't really snow there very much. So when we had snow last year and all of these hills around here were covered in snow, we didn't have any in Cardiff, which is a bit sad. So we couldn't go sledging, which was sad.
You went travelling last year. Where did you go?
I went to lots of different countries in Europe. I drove in a camper van. We drove all the way up Scandinavia, which is countries like Norway. And then we came down Finland and we came down all of Europe and we saw loads of different countries. We went to 22 countries last year in 1 year. So it was brilliant. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you, Mrs. Fairbanks.
This is Maple Class, Riddle of the Week. If you figure it out, come and let us know.
30 white horses on a red hill. First they stamp, then they champ, and then they stand still.
Enjoy.
Here are some reminders from this week's newsletter.
St. Lawrence Friends have said a thank you to everyone that helped out at the bonfire. It was a huge success.
Don't forget the craft fair is on the 17th of November at Church Stretton School.
At last but not least, Children in Need Ramble is on Friday. Don't forget to bring in your sponsor money.
It's all for a very important cause. Let's get ready to ramble.
This is Maple Class signing off from Radio Larry.
Before we go, Maple Class wanted to pay their respects to those who fought back in the World War One.
Everyone has been working really hard on their different topics and the puppies everyone has made look brilliant.
Here is a short acrostic poem written by Erin Skelly.
B for bravery, R for red poppies, A for amnesty, V for victory, E for emptiness, R for rats in the trench, Y for years gone by.
Maple Class have looked at health and medicine in the war. We looked at the brave nurse, Edith Cavell, and how she helped so many soldiers during World War One. When Brussels fell to the Germans in 1914, Edith walked away from her BSIS recruitment to hide wounded soldiers. Edith Cavell was a British nurse who risked her life to save Allied soldiers. She got shot by the Germans after they found out what she was doing. She helped lots of soldiers escape from Belgium.
We also wrote a medicine recipe for World War One. This is called My Medicine. Mix together gunpowder and bullets, add some mud and blood. Take a pinch of sadness, stir together heroism and pain. Take a small amount of bravery, finally add a handful of fear.
Shit.